Be seated, please. We've just sung, well, read, the Magnificat, the Song of Mary. Then I read it again for all of us in its context in Luke's Gospel from a more contemporary translation, the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. This canticle, the Song of Mary, could just as well be called the Song of Michael, or Linda, or Otis, or Claire, or, well, let's try this. I don't ask things of you often at this point, but I'm going to ask you to do something if you're willing. In just a moment after I say the song of, I'd like each of you to say your own name aloud, please. In one version I wrote of this, I said maybe even think back to the name that you're, if it's different from the name you use now, the name that your parents called you when you were growing up. Okay, so are we clear on what we're doing? Nods, okay. Okay, here we go. This is the Magnificat, the Song of My. Excellent. I ask you to do that because this is the song of each of us, of all of us together. That notion of mine began with a collect of the day in which we ask God to purify our consciences, note the plural there, daily, that at the second coming Christ might find a hospitable home in us. In fact, the collect makes it clear by that plural, consciences, that this is something each of us asks of God, divine help with this work of preparation. Yet the collect asks that we might build a mansion, singular, a mansion. And by the way, not just a home, but a befitting mansion among all of us. The second coming, or second advent, really means right now. Since we've been told that we don't know the time or the season when that is to happen, and this whole season has been full of reminding of us of that message, and we should be prepared for it to happen right now. And that's just the collect. We go from that prayer to Micah's prophecy of the birth of a ruler, and this must have sounded strange to those who heard his prophecy, a ruler whose aim is peace. The author of Hebrews tells us that has been accomplished in the person of Jesus Christ. And the real heart of the matter is revealed in Mary's song, our song, in which she describes her unique and singular role in the coming of God into the world. And she sings it out for each of us and for all of us as well. My soul magnifies the Lord. Our souls should do that, are meant to do that. Magnify, that word, came into the English language in the late 14th century from Old French, and it meant to speak or act for the glory or honor of someone or something. It was 200 years later that magnify took on the meaning of increasing the apparent size of something through an optical device, a microscope or a telescope, though that's what we think of immediately these days. But that was a secondary meaning. The first is just what Mary said. Mary says for us, this is what I'm here for, my purpose, to honor God who saves us. And as I'm fond of saying, saves us from ourselves and our crazy notions and greedy schemes. God looks favorably on and loves those whom the world ignores or worse, neglects and abuses. Mary says, in effect, I know this because God has looked favorably on little old insignificant me. That's what we sing as well, that God has looked favorably on each little one of us. And she goes on, everybody's going to know this from this time forward because God has chosen me, not the Queen of Sheba, not Cleopatra, nor anyone else in some highfalutin position, but me, to be the vessel to come into and be part of this world. There's much more in the song about God's mercy and love for the lowly and resistance to those who think they're as powerful as God's. And there's a great deal to be said about all of that. But today, this time that we sing the song with Mary, today we sing our song to remind us that we are the means whereby God is made incarnate in our own day. We are the ones called to declare by our lives, listen, if God loves the like of us, likes of us, God loves you too. And we are the ones to accept God's will to be done through us, by our caring for those whose lives seem negligible or worse to the world, to point out again by our lives and actions to those who think of themselves as gods that they are not. All this means helping to provide the essentials of life to those who struggle to hold them in high regard as our very own sisters and brothers. So I say once more, on behalf of all of us, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.